Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to verse 8. Then Jesus taught his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she will not eventually wear me out with her coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they got justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness, O Lord. Thank you for this time that you give us, O Lord, to hear your word and to meditate on your word, O God. Lord, anoint my lips and help me, O God, to bring the message with the clarity and power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, take the message to your people with the power of the Holy Spirit and help them with your word, O God, and encourage them and support them, O God, so they can go forward in living their life unto you, Lord. O God, I pray that your word and the message will strengthen the church, O God, will restore the hope, O God, and take this disappointment away, O Lord, and take discouragement away, O Lord. And Lord, we pray, O God, that you will heal and you help your people, and you are going to restore them, O God. Give, Lord, assurance with your word. Give, Lord, support and encouragement that comes from you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, he spoke to his disciple in a parable. And he spoke with parables in different occasions. And a parable is a story. And inside the story is a meaning to bring clarification and to bring explanation to the situation, so the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ would apply that application in their life. He spoke this parable of the persistent widow to his disciples. The disciples are those followers and learners from Christ. Those who follow Christ and those who walk in his ways are called a disciple. When we receive Christ as Savior and Lord over our life, we come out from the crowd to be a follower of Christ. It is not enough to believe in Christ, but to follow Christ and to follow his word and his commands in your life. Then you will be called a disciple. He said the parable of the persistent widow to his disciple to us, to encourage us, to help us. What is the purpose? To show them, to make things clear to us, that we should always pray and not give up. The purpose of this parable is so clearly there is no other way than to trust and obey and pray. We should always pray. You should always pray. She should always pray. He should always pray. They should always pray. We should always pray and not give up. There's no other way for us as a Christian church, as a Christian family, as a believer in Christ. It's the only hope for us here on earth is prayer. We should always pray and not give up. Any impossible request that come now right now in your mind and you think and you're struggling with it, that God, how will answer it, or Is God can able to do it? Any impossible request, any far away request, come to your mind. The only way for you to achieve it is through prayer. The place that you cannot reach, God can reach. The people that you cannot change, God can change. The situation that you cannot handle or change or deal with, God can change that situation. God can deal with it. You should always pray. Always pray, not to talk, not to grumble, not to get upset, not to fight. You should always pray. Always praying. The Bible tells us to pray continually, not interruptedly, not a few minutes. Always praying. When you wake up, you pray. When you are going to sleep, you pray. When you move, driving, you pray. When you walk, you pray. When you engage in your work, you pray. You need to be in the spirit of a prayer, spirit of intercession. Your eyes watching and your ears hearing and your heart and your mind praying with God. You need to continue pray in the spirit. You need to continue to pray in tongues so that God would achieve the purpose of Him in your life. You should always pray and not give up. Very afflicted disease to the Christian when they give up. I've seen many Christians, they easily give up. In a very simple problem, they give up. Some of them, they challenge, but certain times they cannot continue, they give up. But the Lord Jesus, He gave us an example here. He gave us a story that teach us that we should not give up. We should not stop praying. We should not stop trusting God. We should not change our hope and our faith in the Lord. The Lord can do things that we cannot imagine that this can be happened. God can do it for you. God can do it for me. But we should not give up. He told them the parable of the persistent widow, a widow who have a problem, and she keep going to the judge. This judge who does not fear God, he is unjust judge, but she did not give up. She continued to go to him. Every day she go to him and ask him to give her her right. Who is the widow? The widow, the woman who have lost her husband. The husband is the head of the wife. When the wife lose the husband, when the husband die, she called the widow. As if a woman without head. Just imagine that a person walking in the street or living or working without head. How is the situation of that person? This person would be emotionally unstable. His heart is sad and in pain. He have a lot of pressure, emotional pressure, mental pressure. He is a single hand person. He is a person who has lost his partner. The one who is with him always to share the burden, to share the thought, to share the pressure. He is living alone. That is the widow person. Psychologically, emotionally, mentally, he is pressurized. In addition, the widow has the children, and there is a responsibility. So, both sides, a sorrowful heart, plus a responsibility that she cannot escape, she have to do. Sometimes you are tired, you are in pain, you are sick, you feel bad, you feel sad. You say, I will not do any work, I will rest. But if you are pressurized with a responsibility, then you have to wake up, then you have to do the work. Then you are really like a widow. Emotionally she is in pain, and physically she is tired and burdened. That is the widow, and that is the life of the Christian. We are here like a widow on earth. We are here like a stranger. We are waiting for the Lord to come and take us, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our husband. We are the bride of Jesus. The church is the wife of Jesus, the bride of Jesus, and we are waiting for our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come from heaven and take us. Until he come, we are struggling here on earth with different kind of trials, persecution, struggle, resisting the devil, fighting the devil, resisting the temptation, resisting the natural calamities and hardship that pass on us while we are here living on earth, waiting for our bodies to be redeemed when the Lord Jesus will come and take us. What is the hope for us? What was the hope for that widow? She keep going to the unjust judge and tell him and speaking to him, grant me justice against my adversary. And for us is a life of prayer. We should not give up. We should not give up. We should continue pray and ask God to give us what is due for us. When she asked the widow, what we learn here from this parable? The right prayer request. Grant me justice against my adversary. We have things that is due for us. There are things that is due for you. But the enemy, the people, the authorities, those who have power, those who have money, and they are manipulating with all their might and power, they have taken your right. In front of you, only one solution is to pray to the Lord. Ask the Lord, Lord, what is due for me is in your hand. Many people, they go and ask justice from courts, from authorities, from certain setup and regulations. They want their right. That is not wrong. But we must understand one important fact, that although they may go to different places asking what is due for them, asking what is their due from authorities, from courts, or from people, or from committees, but we must understand, and you must understand one thing, according to Proverbs chapter 29 verse 26, say, many seek an audience with a ruler, but it is from the Lord that man gets justice. So only God can give you and can bring to you what is due for you. Tell him, Lord, I have things which is due for me. Lord, give it to me. Lord, I pray. I pray, Lord, right now from the depth of my heart, what is due for me, Lord? And the enemy is withholding, holding it away from me. Lord, grant me justice against my adversary, against the devil, against my enemy, against the authorities, O God, against those in higher position, against those who are over me, O Lord, and withhold what is due for me. Lord, hear my cry. Grant me justice against my adversaries. Pray this prayer from your heart, from the depth of your heart, and be sure that what is due for you, God will give it to you. The Lord teaches us through this parable the right prayer request. God will not give you what you like or what you want. God will give you what is due for you, and that is what you need. Beautiful things we learn from this parable, and we can apply in our life. In verse 6, and the Lord say, listen to what the unjust just says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? In verse 7, verse 8, I tell you, he will see that they got justice and quickly. What we learn here from the pattern of prayer here, we learn here that we not only need to pray, but we need to cry out to God, who cry out to him day and night. We need to cry out to God day and night, like a small child, crying at the feet of Jesus, crying with pain, expressing all your pain, all your sorrows, all your difficulties, all your wounds, open it to the Lord. The Lord can heal you. Cry out to God day and night. Why you need to cry out to God? You know, there are certain time people around us. They want to help us. They love us. We love them. They are not our enemies. They are friends. But we need to cry out to God. Not only for help, but for one essential reason. There are certain time, even the people who are very near to you, who want to help you, they cannot help you. Not only that, even those who are near to you, they cannot understand you. Your pain and your problem and your suffering, no one can understand but the Lord Himself. And that's why you need to cry out to God. God can understand you, and since He can understand you, He can answer you, and He can comfort you, and He can heal your wounds, and He can take away your pain and your sorrows. And that's why you need to cry out to the Lord. Because only God can understand us. You know, David say, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Every one of us is fearfully and wonderfully made, and he is different from others. And you must understand this, that you are different than other people who are around you. Even the very person who is very near to you, he may not understand your problem. He may not understand what is in your heart. He is not against you. But since he cannot understand you, he cannot cooperate with you. Who can cooperate with you? The one who can understand you. And who can understand you better than the Lord Himself? The Lord can understand you better than your own self. God can understand us even better than ourselves. And when we cry out to God, when we pour out our spirit to the Lord will heal us by explaining to us more deep things in the spirit, and He will show us a beautiful things, and He will comfort us. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our nights and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. What we learn here, according to verse 7, say, and will not God bring about justice for His chosen ones? God will bring justice for us. God is waiting for His word to be fulfilled. According to Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. God is watching that His justice will be fulfilled in our life. God is watching to see that justice had come into our life. Justice has come for His chosen one. We learn here, and we are assured and we are comforted that we are chosen people of God. You are the chosen one. As you continue to cry out to Him, as continue you live your life to Him, you are chosen by the Lord. You are chosen by Him. The question here, will He keep putting them off? Will He keep putting them off? No. It will not be like this. We may be waiting for a time. We may be waiting for a long time. But God surely will not put us off. God will come, and He will see that we get justice. One day, you will realize that all your prayers will be answered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All your prayers done and amen. And quickly, I tell you that He will see that they got justice, and quickly. Certain time, as we are waiting, we are upset. Because, I'm waiting 1 week, I'm waiting 1 month, I'm waiting 1 year. I'm waiting 2 years, I'm waiting 3 years. For us, this is a long time. But for God, it's a short time. And once God, He answers your prayer, you forget all your pain and your sorrow. But here's a parable. It brings us more into a more higher level of faith. It set our mind and our heart on things above. God, from this parable, is teaching us to always pray and not to give up. And He's teaching us the right prayer request. But in the last part of verse 8, God is taking our attention to a heavenly value and more important things that we need not to forget. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? What you are waiting for? Are you waiting for your salary to be increased? Are you waiting for your rights to be given to you? Are you waiting for a better job? Are you waiting for a partner? Are you waiting to have a family? Are you waiting for your enemies to be moved away? Are you waiting that the oppressive rule will be changed and removed? All these are good and important things and valuable things. But are you waiting for the Lord to come and take us with you to heaven? That's important. That's important. Sometimes we are so busy with the struggles on earth, so busy with our life, so busy with the problems, but we forget that we are and we should be waiting for the Lord from heaven to come and take us. The message have is more eschatological view. God wants to take our attention that certain time we are suffering, but we should not forget to wait upon God. It is good you wait that what is due for you are given. But are you waiting for the Lord? We need to wait for the Lord. I am waiting for God to come. I am waiting for the Lord to come and say to me, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. That is what is due for me. I don't want to lose my reward. I am waiting for God to come and reward me. And I live my life today in suffering and pain, in persevering and in trial, in pressure and in oppression. I am living for Christ. My prime request that I am waiting for you, Lord. I want to hear from you, Lord. Well done, my good and faithful servant. This is my reward, O God. I am waiting for you. Direct me, O God, and help me. I am in pain, I am in suffering, O Lord, and I am waiting for you to come and take me with you and to live with you forever. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find the earth on the earth? When Jesus will come, what he want to see in our life? What he want to see in the life of his church? What he want to see in your life? What he want to see on earth? Will Jesus be happy that there are big buildings? Will Jesus will be happy there are large number of population? Will Jesus be happy with different kind of food or buildings or cars or high technology and so on? Jesus will be happy when he will find faith on earth. And the true faith is a faith that always obey even in spite of trials and struggle and difficulties, because we are waiting for God to come and take us. Your struggle in life now is a temporary struggle. When the Lord will come, all this pain will be disappearing. Grant me justice against my adversary. And this will be fulfilled fully when the Lord will come and take me. When the Lord will come and take you. Because when he come, our bodies will be redeemed. And we will have a glorified body. And at that time, he will wipe the tears from our eyes. He will remove the pain. The pain will be removed no more. We go with our pain and emotion, no more doing the hard responsibility, but we will continue to worship the Lord and be with Him forever. And that is what we learn today. To always pray and not give up, waiting for God to come and take us. In every struggle or problem, we pray. And as we pray, our spirit will be lifted up. And we focus on heavenly things. We focus on things from above, waiting for God to come and take us. Waiting to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Let's pray. Commit yourself to the Lord. Surrender everything to you. God knows that you are in pain and suffering. You are like this widow on earth, struggling emotional, physical, with all your strength, with all your energy, trying to achieve the things that God wants you to achieve. But you are waiting for the Lord. We are waiting for the Lord to come and grant us justice. God wants you today to be restored in faith, to have more hope in Him, to trust Him fully. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your encouraging promises, O God. Lord, we pray that your word will bring healing, O God, and comfort to those who have pain and suffering. And Lord, we pray for a bonus of help. You help those in need. Those who are sick, you heal, O God. Those who are in bondage, release, O God. Those who are under injustice, relieve them from their enemies, O God. And take them out from the prison that they are in, O God. Lord, I pray that you increase the faith of each and every one, that we are looking forward to meeting you on air, hearing from you, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." We thank you, O God. We bless you, Jesus. O Lord, take your word with the power of the Holy Spirit, O God, and spread it all over the world, O God. Bring it to those who are waiting to hear your word and your message. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.